Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Corinne Schneider, the president of AST Private Company Solutions that develops innovative and next-generation technology products and services to support the entire life cycle of a private company, including when the next phase involves going public. And Corinne, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Oh, my pleasure.
And to kick things off here today, Corinne, why is it important for business owners to understand and use cap tables? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, it's like the crown jewels of your business. If you're going to go through all the effort of starting your own company, and it's not an easy thing to do. I've done it many times. It's a hard, painful road. And you're going to do this, well, the whole idea is most likely you want an exit. You want to sell the company or maybe go public or something like that, and you want to monetize what you've done. And so the most important thing is to really manage who owns your company. And it always starts out really simple. It's you or you and your partner, a couple of people, and everybody puts in a little money, and you use a spreadsheet, and you think, wow, this is super simple. I don't need it to be complicated. And very quickly, especially if you're bringing on additional investors or you're bringing on employees who want to share the wealth, it gets complicated quick. And that's why we really encourage people to use a platform like Estrella from day one, so that you start managing that pie that you're going to be dividing amongst all the owners of your business from day one, so that when the exit happens, there's no questions, there's no lawsuits, there's no extra time and money spent. Everybody understands what they own and what they're going to get at the end.
Also, tell us, Corinne, what does traditional cap table software neglect, and how does this impact business owners as well?
Yeah. Well, you know, first of all, spreadsheets are just about the worst thing you can do, and it hurts me when I hear people are tracking complicated cap tables on a spreadsheet, because you can easily override cells, you can lose the spreadsheet, you can save the wrong version. There's a lot of problems. But the most important thing is that traditional cap table software always gave you a record of what the cap table looked like today. And what happens, you know, if you go and invest in a company, let's say you write a $25,000 check today, and the company doesn't sell for 7 years, I'm pretty sure you're going to come back and say, oh, did I write a $25,000 check or a $50,000 check? And I thought I owned 1,000 shares, not 500 shares. And so everybody's memory gets a little hazy on things like this. And what we've done in our system is we use blockchain. So we can go back to you and say, well, look, this is the check you wrote. This is how many shares you bought. Then you sold some shares to the company. And then you also transferred some of those shares into a different name when you got married or you bought a trust. And so it gives you that immutable ledger that allows you to track that. And traditional cap table software today, all it does is it overrides it. It gives you the very last number. And it doesn't allow you to do that historical tracking, or what we call the genealogy of a share. You know, helps you understand, how did you get from then to now?
Yeah, most helpful on those details in your response there. That is a big help for sure. Now, how can stock plan management help diversity and inclusion initiatives? Touch a little on that as well.
Yeah. Well, so in our system, we actually have a report that allows you to take a look. Let's say that you've got 100 employees and you've been granting stock options to those 100 people. You know, everybody knows how sensitive everyone is right now to ensuring that two people who are doing the same job should be paid the same amount, regardless of their gender or their ethnicity or their age or whatever it is. You know, people should be paid for the work. And what happens a lot when you're granting stock to employees is that there is sometimes, and it's not always done on purpose, but sometimes there becomes an inequity in terms of what people are granted. So we have a report in our system that allows you to run it from time to time to just take a look and say, am I providing equity at the same levels to people regardless of their background? And I think that's really important, because companies are very focused on making sure that people are being paid salaries at the same level and even you know, adding in bonus, cash bonuses, but what they forget to look at is the equity. And in some cases, depending upon the level of the employee, that equity can be life-changing. You know, that the amount of money that you're talking about could be substantial. And we see the lawsuits out there where especially women have come in and said, look, I was doing the same job as a man at this company, and I got granted significantly less equity than the man who was doing the same level job as I was. And at the time of exit, it comes out that they were paid less. And there's one case out there right now that was settled, and it's in the public domain. And the woman ended up with $22 million from her company because the equity grant was so inequitable. So we think it's really important that if you have a large employee base that you're looking at this, whether you're a public company or a private company.
Corrine, really do appreciate all the information shared so far and your visit on behalf of AST Private Company Solutions. Today, we're speaking with Corrine Schneider, president of AST Private Company Solutions, that develops innovative and next-generation technology, products, and services to support the entire life cycle of a private company, including when the next phase involves going public. And she's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. The Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, Corrine, why are only some individuals able to invest in the private market, and why does that even matter?
Yeah, well, I recently published a book called The Democratization of the Private Market, and I go into this in a lot more depth, but first of all, in order to buy or sell securities that are held by private companies, meaning they're not listed on a public stock exchange, you do need to be an accredited investor. And I won't get into all the definitions of that, but there are certain things, certain level of wealth that you need to have in order to participate. But it goes beyond that. So you could be an accredited investor, but you might not live in the right part of the country. So where I live in Silicon Valley, people talk about this at dinner parties and coffee shops, and everybody's kind of, you know, telling each other about the latest deal and where to invest. And yet there are other people who qualify as an accredited investor who don't have those opportunities. And so there is a real change happening in the private market, and there are platforms out there now that are starting to be not only across the United States but also globally that allow people to participate and potentially buy and or sell securities that are held by private companies. And 5 years ago, it was really who you knew, and now those platforms are starting to become more ubiquitous, and we're going to be seeing, I think, over the next 5 years, even more changes. And my book talks a bit about how we might be able to allow more people to participate in private security acquisition and sales by changing some of the definitions of an accredited investor.
Also, Corrine, on another front, how will the democratization of the private market help business owners? Touch base on that.
Well, you know, it's all about capital. And if you've got a good idea and you can go out and find people to invest in your company, that's good for society. I mean, just in general, you know, we want to see innovative solutions in healthcare, in energy, and, you know, so many sectors where look at, you know, how far we've come in the last 5 years. We certainly have a climate change problem that we need everybody's best thoughts and products and services. So in order to do that, people need capital. In order to come up with the capital, you need to have successful exits, and you need to have the ability to recycle that capital. So by providing the ability for more people to participate in the private market, it just means more people will be able to invest, which means it's more money. Now, we've seen some of the really large institutional investors move into the private market in the last 3 to 5 years. So pension funds and other types of funds are starting to invest in these private companies. But by allowing people potentially to use a portion of their retirement savings, or by people being able to invest in certain companies if they're at, let's say, a certain revenue level, but not yet public, it allows more people to put money in. Well, that's just good for everybody. And, this money will be put to work, like I said, innovating and solving society's problems. And that's really exciting.
It certainly is, and we really do appreciate what you do and also for joining us here today and the insight shared. Before you go, and in conclusion, is there any closing thoughts, a final word, a tip or a takeaway or anything else that you'd like to make us aware of along the lines of our conversation today?
Yeah, the one thing that I just mentioned is I know that a lot of companies today are challenged with, you know, I think people in the press call it the Great Resignation, or how do we get people to work for us? And I would say that a tool in your toolbox as an owner of a company, whether it's a small or a large company, is to provide equity to your employees. And even if you're a restaurant owner or you run a hardware store or something, there are ways for you to share in the wealth with your employees. And I think companies that look to stock plans or equity plans and sharing that amongst employees, I think that's really going to help you attract and retain employees. So that would be my tip. If you're one of those people out there who's really scratching your head and saying, oh my gosh, I can't find people to hire, think about going beyond just a base salary or base and bonus and adding maybe a longer term incentive plan like a stock option plan. I think it'll really make a difference in terms of not only attracting the employees, but keeping them working for you. So that'd be my tip I'd share.
Well, we certainly appreciate your concluding remarks and advice. Really do appreciate that again for your time as well. I'm sure listeners want to know how they can get more information as well as to be in contact. Where's the best place online to do so?
Yeah, well, our website is astrella.com, A-S-T-R-E-L-L-O.com. A-S-T-R-E-L-L-A.com, Estrella. And you can also go to astfinancial.com. That's our parent company, and there's information in both websites. You can follow us on Twitter and on LinkedIn. And we have a lot of free information on our website that you can download, especially if you're a brand-new entrepreneur. It's a wonderful ebook you can download to help you start your business off right.
Certainly a host of resources to tap into. Really do appreciate it. Again, folks, it is astrella.com. Corrine, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Corrine Schneider, the president of AST Private Company Solutions, that develops innovative and next-generation technology products and services to support the entire life cycle of a private company, including when the next phase involves going public. And for all the details, visit Estrella.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.